I mean, I know you're quite used to people like me asking you always for this sort of political gloss on your novels, and you're not always that happy about it. You've said the novels are about reflecting human life and the complexity of relationships, etc., rather than to be read as political texts. Yet you are an extremely active and have been an active political citizen of your own country. Why are you so adamant about policing that line between the literary and the political in your own career?
Because, especially during the apartheid time, I didn't want to become a propagandist, even for the cause that I believed in passionately. But on the other hand, I think it was Albert Camus who had the last word there, and who said, "The day that I am only a writer, I shall cease to be a writer." In other words, a human responsibility that you have. I think all of us, scientists, and you can't just do your own work. You have this responsibility toward the world and to other people.
Paul Nurse, you're the scientist. Do you have that responsibility?
Yes, we do. And we have this special responsibility because of our knowledge to understand where the science is and where the science might go. We don't have a special responsibility to make the decisions based on that knowledge. We do have a special responsibility to act as the prism to refract that knowledge into a form that the public and society can understand. Because one of the problems is science is so complex that we are in danger of becoming a community of witch doctors. That is, the scientists who society relies upon but doesn't understand and therefore doesn't trust. We have to act as a prism to translate that knowledge into knowledge that society can understand.
Joe Stiglitz.
I agree.
Good for you. Now, because the reason why I turned to you instantly was because I thought economics didn't it, early on, try and set itself up as some kind of pure science, like an extension of mathematics or something. Your work suggests it's always very political.
That's right. I mean, the economics is about the organization of society. It's about the economic organization of society. And that always has a large political element to it. There are public decisions made about how that is going to be done. And I think the point that Paul made was that those decisions need to be made, in my judgment, by a democratic political process. But if that's going to happen, they have to understand the basic laws of economics, as we scientists understand that. And that's where I think that demarcation. In doing the research and doing our mathematics, we're doing whatever we're doing, we're just pursuing knowledge.